Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It is another edition of Fantasy Sports Today on this Wednesday. We're 1 week away from the trade deadline. We'll get into it today. Gray Albright from Razzball on the show, as well as former big league pitcher Brad Ziegler. Fantasy Sports Today on this Wednesday starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, Donald.
Three.
From the radio broadcaster of the Brewers, also does college hoops on FS1 and the Big Ten Network, Jeff Levering. You can follow him on Twitter at JLevering40. From here on the Monday night, calling Brewers games.
I do think that the Brewers do need to make a move. They need to find a starting pitcher. What's unfortunate about the situation is that the same day Brandon Woodruff gets hurt, Bruce Miley, who's in the Brewers organization, and Adonis Abbott is minor league deal because he's going to get a big league deal with the Philadelphia Phillies, and that happened 2 days before Woodruff got there. So you're kind of, oh man, what if that wouldn't have happened? You can't predict those injuries, especially for Brandon Woodruff, who's been the crew horse this year.
I think for most people, it's probably the relievers and the saves category, and you know, it's been difficult this year, especially if you didn't get one of those top 10 closers. You are been searching the waiver wire and hoping for some changes. And so I think a lot of people, I haven't really stashed many of the relievers. I just haven't had the room. I mean, I am interested in guys like Aaron Bummer, Nick Anderson, guys like that. So you want to stash them. I'm sure there's going to be some surprises. I think it was Kirby Yates is the guy to keep an eye on. So you're starting to see his name involved. And depending on where he goes, you can see a scenario where he doesn't close. That would be crushing for teams that had Kirby Yates because he's been one of the top closers this year. So I think really it's you're trying to add a reliever that you think can get saves. And I think we know the situations where there could be changes. Boston, I know so many people spent money on Nate Eovaldi. He went for one of my leagues like 2 weeks ago at 251, and I didn't understand why you were spending so much money. Now, I hope he closes because I have him in Tout Wars, and obviously with Tout Wars, you have the IL spot. So I had him all year drafting him as a starter, just put him on the IL. I have two solid closers now with Roberto Osuna and Liam Hendricks, who's been really good.
Yeah, yeah.
He did blow a save the other day, but it's impressive. I watched him just stop. I mean, he looks filthy. You know, throwing 95, 96. But, yeah, I mean, I kind of hope Eovaldi gets that job. I know he got pummeled last night. So that's something that I would hope for because it would allow me to not spend too much money on a reliever. So I'm hoping Eovaldi closes. I think the Braves, you have to keep an eye on. I know Luke Jackson's been pretty good, but there have been a lot of situations where he's shaky. People added A.J. Minter, hoping that he would be a guy, but now, again, the walks have been an issue.
Welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you on this Wednesday. We're a week away from the trade deadline as we get you ready here for the big part of the fantasy baseball season. Good afternoon, just after 12 here on the East Coast. We're going to have some fun conversation about fantasy, a lot of baseball, mix in some football. We got our three up, three down. Gray Albright will be with us. Brad Ziegler for the entire hour at the 1 o'clock Eastern time. As always, you can dial up the show on our toll-free number, 844-843-6879. Is there even toll-free anymore? Does it matter? Does anybody get charged for a call anymore? Like, I don't feel like you call one. Obviously, if you call a 1-900 number, then that is it. Does anybody even call a 1-900 number anymore? Do those even exist anymore? Like these 1-900 chat rooms and things like that? I remember when I was growing up. I'm an old man. I remember when I was growing up, there used to be commercials. Call 1-900 right now and speak to Dusty Rhodes of the WCW for 10 whole minutes. You know, like, I don't think. I don't think that exists, Sean, anymore. I know Sean yesterday was holding up the wrestling belt there. So yeah, that would have been you. I grew up in the WWE days or WWF, where after the matches were over, you could call if you had the WWF magazine. There was a phone number in there. It was 976 something. And they would give you the results of what happened in all the matches. It would cost you like $1.50 for making the call. I would call, and my parents would be like, "What are you doing? You can't just wait till it comes on TV. You got to know." I'm like, "No, I have to know. I have to know. Did the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov, did they win? What happened there? Did Hillbilly Jim? You know what I mean? I was like super into wrestling back in the day. But anyway, story for another day. Baseball. Wow. What a night last night for baseball. Can we bottle that up and have that every day? If we could, baseball would be the most popular sport in the country, not like the third most popular. For me, it's number one. For a lot of people, it's number three. I understand that. I get that. But that Yankees-Twins game yesterday, epic, man. And the way that that ended with Aaron Hicks catching the ball and diving in the outfield, Twins could have won that thing. I'm telling you, Twins are going to give teams a run. I don't think anybody's beating the Dodgers, but I think the AL is wide open. I would love to say that Houston's definitely it or the Yankees are definitely it, but the Twins are going to fight, man. They fought right until that last at-bat. Miguel Sano, a couple home runs. Didi, 5 hits, 7 RBIs. I hope you guys had him in your fantasy team. My head-to-head league, I had Sano on the bench. Good job by me. I'm like playing Austin Riley right into the ground here. It's like he's just... He was so amazing when he came up. It's like hard as a fantasy owner when you're playing. That's what separates the best from me, is understanding when to sit the guy and it's over. And now is the time to sit Austin Riley, and I just can't do it. I'm just like living off his May and June, and it has not been the same for him in July for sure. In case that wasn't good enough for you, Trey Turner hit for the cycle. Nationals, at some point Trey Turner is going to be worthy of a top five pick in fantasy. It's yet to happen. I know it's going to happen eventually, one of these years. He's got to stay healthy. He's got to steal 40-50 bases. He's a phenomenal player, but he hit for the cycle yesterday. Marlins' Caleb Smith almost flirting with a no-hitter for a while there in that game yesterday. Perfect 5 2/3 against the Cubs, finished 6th, and then tired a little bit, I think, and gave it up. But Caleb Smith's pitched great for Miami all season when he's been healthy. And then we got a lot of trade rumors to get to here on the show. Ken Rosenthal this morning saying Yasiel Puig could get traded. That would be an interesting name to go to another team. So we'll get to all that here on the show. But coming up next, it's time for 3 Up, 3 Down. Gray Albright from Razzball will join us. So don't go anywhere. More Fantasy Sports Today after this.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, games, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
Fantasy Sports Today.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you. It's time to play a little three up, three down. We got Gray Albright in the house once again. It's a Wednesday. The Razz Bowl is coming up soon. We're going to talk about that coming up in about 2 minutes from now. But first and foremost, welcome Gray back into the show on another Wednesday. Gray, how is your week going so far? Everything okay?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm out in the desert right now in Palm Springs. I'm in L.A., but we're having housework done, so I'm in Palm Springs where it's like 120 degrees in the shade, if there was shade, which there is no shade. So it's hot, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, so stay indoors, and thank you for coming on, as always. I appreciate it. You know that. Okay, let's see if we can get all these in today by some miracle. I don't know, probably not, but let's try. Let's give it a shot. Okay, I'll start off. The Cardinals win again last night. Paul Goldschmidt hit his 20th home run. I don't know. Is this the beginning of the breakout? He did it last year in mid-May and rolled on the whole season. But St. Louis is hot. Six games over 500. They're doing it without Carpenter. They're doing it without Ozuna. Go figure. But they're right in this thing for the division and the wild card. So I'll start off with the Cardinals today, Gray. How about you?
Okay, I got a one-up is Oscar Mercado. Over the last month, Mercado has four homers, three steals, and a .289 average. So, pretty sloppy math, but that makes him about a 25-25, .280 guy over the course of the season. So, yeah, I mean, if you threw in his 14 steals in only 30 games in AAA, we're talking about a guy who could potentially be a top 20 outfielder next year. And right now, he's been better than, say, Michael Brantley, John Segura, Tommy Pham, a bunch of people. Mercado's been great. Definitely worth owning in all leagues. And for the last month, he's been awesome.
Yeah, and I would say this, that, and I've talked about Mercado before on the show, Gray, is that I did not see this coming at all. I saw him come up in the minors and didn't think that he was really much of anything. In fact, that Cleveland didn't really have to give up much to get him. So really impressive for sure with Oscar Mercado, no doubt. Okay, my second one here, Arsenio Hall confirmed yesterday that he is going to be in Coming to America 2. So one of the great movies is coming back. It's so funny, Gray, that people have run out of, and you know all about this, but people have run out of new good ideas, so they're going back to the old, like Top Gun, Coming to America, trying to play off the nostalgia. So Coming to America 2 will have Arsenio Hall in the movie. That's my second one.
Is Eddie Murphy going to be in it?
I assume so.
This is the first I'm hearing about it. I'm sorry, this is where we get derailed. I made it through one.
All right, thank you, Gray.
Yeah, yeah. No, I uh, That's interesting. I didn't realize. I loved Coming to America. That was one of the best back in the 80s. Arsenio Hall, though, like, I mean, he confirms himself being on Coming to America 2, but, like, what else is Arsenio? I mean, he would confirm himself in being in, like, a new season of The Apprentice. Like, what else is Arsenio Hall doing?
Nothing.
I mean, it's really nothing. Yeah. I mean, so that's why I'm saying if Eddie Murphy's confirmed, then it's really something. But
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I threw a wet blanket over that. Okay, my bad. All right, my second up is a show I've been watching on Netflix this week. It's Last Chance U. Have you seen this?
Okay, now I have not seen it. I'm hearing
all about it. Oh my God, you have to. Oh my God, it is so good. It's like heartbreakingly amazing. Like the for people who aren't familiar with it, I'll give you a short synopsis. It's these guys who they either fail out of D1 schools, football players. They fail out of D1 schools, or they get in trouble with the law or something, and then they go to this JUCO school in Kansas. So you have all these guys who've never been really, like, you know, they've usually big city guys, and now they're in Kansas, and they're playing for this small, and they're playing in this small little town, and it's this JUCO team, and this is really like their last chance to make it again. And if they can't do it here, then they're probably going to be out of football forever. And for a lot of them, being out of football forever is just like, it's unheard of, and they can't imagine it. Like, football is their life. So it's like, it's like amazingly heartbreaking, and also just like, it's got everything, man. You really got to watch it.
Yeah, I've heard about it. I see the reviews saying how good it is, but how depressing it is. And so I have to get up for that one, you know?
I was saying to Michael Salvino the other day, like, it's interesting how, like, football makes these great TV shows, whereas baseball makes these great movies, and vice versa doesn't really work. Like, there isn't a good baseball TV show, and there's not really great football movies. I mean, there's been a few that have been okay. Like, Salvino was saying North Dallas 40, which I agree with was a good movie, but that's going back, like, 40 years. So it's, like, it's fascinating. I think it probably has something to do with, like, the football season's more episodic in that it has, like, one game a week. So you have one episode a week, and it follows that pattern, which is helpful for a TV show, whereas baseball is just like this big picture of 162 games, what happens, and you really can't break it down into like one game during the season versus like a whole season. Anyway, yeah. I don't know. I just went
good off breakdown.
On a tangent, but
good breakdown.
Okay,
good breakdown.
Yeah.
All right, odds of us finishing the segment.
not happening.
Diminished. Okay, my final up, the nasty breakup on the plane that they keep showing, this viral video, is really funny. I've watched it now a couple of different times where they're yelling at each other. It's pretty hysterical. So for me, I'll end with that one. Very rarely do I put a viral video in my show saying it's an up, usually a down. But I thought it was pretty funny, actually, to see that woman and man yelling at each other and everything. It was crazy.
I think it's hilarious that, like, you have to keep your your blurbs to like 15 seconds because I just ramble.
Three up, three down. Back to you, Gray. Yeah. Here's enough. The show is great. Back to you.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. So, like I said, me and the wife, we came out to Palm Springs for, we're going to be out here for a while. Anyway, we had to drive out here. It's like a 2.5 hour drive. And we were listening to Yacht Rock the whole way. No. So I just want to give a big up to Yacht Rock. It is the least politically correct. It's totally inappropriate lyrics in most songs. Every song has this like weird, obscure instrument, like a xylophone or a flute or the chimes or something. And there is like some connection to Michael McDonald in every song. But either way, it's just like, it's just amazing that for some reason, Yacht Rock, it's like most of these guys, you would assume they would have been gone by this point in the world's like pop culture Rolodex. But somehow, like Rupert Holmes, It's like, what? Like, where, Rupert Holmes is still got music on the radio somewhere? It's amazing. It's amazing.
I would never think if you like Pina Coladas are getting caught in the rain. You know?
Right?
No doubt.
It's like Yacht Rock is kept like, you know, it's like people, do they dress like Thurston Howell the Third, the Yacht Rockers?
What are the odds, by the way, that anyone listening to this knows who Thurston Howell is, by the way? That just shows how old we are. Hey, listen, congratulations. We didn't even get to any down. This is honestly the worst directory down that we've ever had. So here's what we have to do. We have to take a timeout and pay some bills. We'll come back. We'll give you what's trending down on our three up, three down segment here on FNTSY. I've got a couple that I want to get to, specifically two pitchers. I know Gray has a couple as well. And then we're going to talk about the Raz Bowl. Among the experts, this is one of the premier fantasy football events of the season. And, somehow I'm in it. So we'll do that next. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish along with the very popular and wildly fanatic Gray Albright of Razzball. Don't go away.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. We did a little three up, three down. Never even got to the down here on the show. Kind of off the rails completely. Sean's trying to produce. He's having a hard time. Gray Albright is here. Craig Mish. Before we get to the Razz Bowl, let's finish off the three up, three down segment. I'm going down on Roberto. Well, that sounded really bad. Let me stop there. let me stop right there. Here is my down. Roberto Osuna. And by the way, I was going to say I'm going down on Roberto Osuna blows. Oh, man, I better stop. Right there. Okay, listen, I'm stopping. Roberto Osuna, he blew the game last night for the Astros. He skipped the post game. So that was really a bad look for him, especially given what's happened with him in the past. So that was my first one on the down. What was yours?
My first one was Scooter Gennett. So since he's returned, he has zero homers, two RBIs, one run. He's hitting 163. Well, obviously not the shot in the arm that owners were expecting. I think, you know, it's hard. Like, we see this, like, people are getting excited now about Alex Wood returning. Mm-hmm. And it's like when a guy comes in the middle of the season, it's so, you know, hard to say what you're going to get from a guy because he doesn't have the spring training. Is he going to be up to speed? You know, it's like it's difficult to say. And I think with Scooter Gennett, I'm guessing you can probably lose him in most leagues, at least mixed leagues. You know, in deeper leagues, you have to hold everyone. But, yeah, I'm just like, I'm kind of done with Scooter Gennett. I think it's going to be a lost season for him.
Yeah, it could be, and you're right. I mean, Starling Marte off that suspension a couple of years ago, came back, he was nothing. And when you miss the whole year, whether you're a pitcher or a hitter, people think that, oh, they're just going to come back in June after a two-week stint in AAA and hit, and or even pitch, and it rarely happens. My second one was Zach Davies, four innings pitch, six earned runs. Gray, I mean, are the Brewers really, like, doing this? Like, I mean, I know last year they kind of smoke and mirrored their way with the bullpen to the postseason, but, man, they got no pitching whatsoever, and Davies was their best guy. I would have to think the Brewers make a trade for a pitcher next week, but that's my second trending down.
Yeah, no, I think it's weird because, like, with, you know, when you get into this part of the season, there's so much that could, you know, could sway whether a team is a buyer or a seller. And, like, the Giants went from sellers to buyers in the matter of, like, a week and a half. And the Cardinals look like, now the Cardinals are in the chase. And they're buyers, I'm assuming, because, you know, I think they're in the lead for the wild card as of right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's, like, it's crazy, like, to think that, you know, a month ago the Brewers were obviously a team to beat there. And now it's like everything has fallen apart. They've always needed pitching. I don't know how they went into the season thinking they were going to get away with the pitching they had. So anyway, my second down is Gary Sanchez. He just went down with a groin injury. He's had a lot of problems with his groin. For the last month,
I'm going
here.
Down on Gary Sanchez, who has problems with his groin.
Yeah. Let's see if we can fix that. wait, don't say I hit on the head, because that's what Gary did.
That was coming.
So over the last month, Sanchez has had a 125 average, one homer, six RBIs. He's been probably about maybe a half of the catcher that, not even a third of the catcher that Mitch Garver's been over the last, like, 2 months. And for the season, Mitch Garver's been amazing. And
yes,
this is we're going down on players now, so I'm not going to talk about Mitch, but Sanchez has been bad.
Yeah, he has, no question. All right, we'll end our three up, Sean, our three up, three down segment with that. We'll just do our two today, and then next week
we'll try.
You got a third one? You got a really good third one? I don't really have a good third one. So
I do. I mean, I got like 40 of them. My third one was going to be the Big Little Lies, the season finale on HBO.
Okay, yeah, my wife watches that. I didn't see it.
Oh, it's so awful. Yeah, no, my wife makes me watch it. It's like the worst show ever. I mean, they had a child custody hearing.
Yeah, I know.
Three episodes.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman.
And the entire gallery in the courtroom is packed. Who's going to see a child? hearing. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's true. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And the entire season was hinging on a self-defense claim. It's like you just tell the cops, like, yeah, I pushed him because he is beaten. You know, he was domestic abuse and he was, like, attacking my friend. So he went down the stairs. What jury is going to ever convict her of that? I mean, come on. This is, like, the most ridiculous show I've ever seen. And my wife loves it.
Yeah, listen, that's the thing. Is, you know, it's funny. I had that same conversation with my wife the other night. I was trying to put on Alien Covenant, and she says to me, how can you watch this crap, this terrible stuff? I'm like, how can you watch The Housewives of Atlanta? Like, I mean, if you like what you like. I like what I like. Mine is crap, and yours is crap, too. We both like crap. That's the way it is. Yeah. And she's like, yes. Yeah, not a bad point. Yeah.
Yes, all right. Exactly. So, it was Gordon was the state senator, by the way. I found out.
Oh, Elaine Gordon?
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, Elaine Gordon Park was right near where I grew up in North Miami, so that's interesting. Okay, that was an off-the-air conversation, by the way. All right, so the 1-900 numbers, you heard me talk about that before, and I think it's funny. You know, Sean even chimed in my ear. He's like, yeah, I totally forgot about that. Like, people used to call these 1-900 numbers. Obviously, we know for the promiscuous stuff, they used to call on the chat lines, and they'd be on for hours at a time. But the wrestling hotlines, too, man, those were super popular. The day after there would be an event somewhere in Poughkeepsie, the next morning you'd call up the line, hello, this is Gorilla Monsoon, and here's what happened in Poughkeepsie last night. It's crazy, right, that those used to exist.
Yeah, no, completely. I think they're, like I was saying to you off the air, but we'll bring it back. We'll bring it to the air that my wife's cousin started 900 lines in Yale back in the 80s for sex lines.
Sure, of course. Sex. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And he became like a Zuckerberg of like the 900 lines back in the 80s. Like he retired when he was like 23.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like my idol. I loved wrestling though back in the, I would call those lines and I'd be like, I press 3 for classy Freddie Blassie. Like, oh, definitely. Right. I want to hear that.
Yeah, no, those were amazing, man. It takes me back
to
my...
You pencil neck geek!
Yeah, I loved it. Jimmy Hart, Mouth of the South here! Don't forget, make sure you watch Tuesday night. We're going to be in Bangor, Maine! Bangor, Maine! Come out to the event! Yeah, I remember.
Oh, my God. In retrospect, like, I had my stepfather... He took me to see the original WrestleMania, and like he didn't watch wrestling at all. And he was an adult because he was taking me. You could have inferred that from my original statement. But anyway, like I feel bad. Like now looking back in retrospect, I'm like, wow, he was a really good guy to take me to see wrestling.
You realized it 30 years later. Congrats.
Yeah. It was like, oh, my God. Imagine taking a kid to see wrestling. Like, okay, this is ridiculous.
All right, so tell us about the Razz Bowl here. It's been it's been blowing up the internet here, and of course, there's very few events like this, Gray, that you have all of the community and a lot of the experts involved in this. How many leagues are involved? And by the way, it's fantasy football for people who are just kind of tuning in and understanding. So, how did this thing get started, and what's going on with the Razz Bowl here?
Okay, well, I don't want to take full credit for starting it. It was a writer of ours, Donkey Teeth. He started it. At least he came up with the genesis for the idea. But as soon as he did, I fell in love with it because I remember, you know, when I was first starting off in the fantasy industry, I got invited to compete against Andy Behrens, Scott Panowski, all the Yahoo guys, Brad Evans. Mm-hmm. And it was like it was really a highlight of the early days of me being in the fantasy industry where I was able, you know, all these years of reading these guys, and then I was able to compete against them. So I was like, you know, like if I can pass that feeling on to some other people, because with the Razz Bowl, you're basically taking all these experts and you're competing them against regular guys. So if you're out there and you're listening and you want to compete against, you know, the so-called fantasy football experts, you sign up for the Razz Ball and you have the potential to take on these, fantasy expert slash, analyst.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's good fun. I think it's like a dream come true for a lot of guys. Like, to be totally honest, if there's people out there that were like me and were like either trying to break into the fantasy industry or just feel like, they have what it takes to beat some of the analysts at other sites, it's like, why not? Why join and see if you can do it. See if you can beat Brad Evans or Andy Behrens or yourself, Craig Mish.
Yeah, well, that'll be easy. It'll be the other guys that you're talking about that are the factor here.
Probably.
Razzball.com is the website, of course, to check it out. What we'll do is after the show, a little bit later, we'll tweet out this audio with a link to where people can sign up for the Razz Bowl here in 2019. Gray, as always, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate the stories. Really appreciate you coming on. I look forward to talking to you, as always, on deadline day, man, next week. We'll talk next talk next week. We'll see what happens. Thanks again for coming on, okay?
All right, thanks.
Gray, all right, razzball.com. That is the website. I am in the Razz Bowl. I just got my official notification as to who I'm competing against. And yeah, it looks like I'm going against a couple of heavy hitters here. Specifically, how do I always get paired up against Adam Ronis in these leagues? It's just never any fun. Ends up winning the leagues every time. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll have you make the call coming up next. This is Fantasy, FNTSY, FST.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
The morning after.
Magic Johnson's fault, right? The Kawhi Leonard's not a Laker right now. Didn't the Lakers fire Magic Johnson already? You already blamed him once this year, guys. What is this? Like the, is it the Hillary Clinton card? That was Magic's fault. He's not with you. It's your fault. You fired him. You ripped him, remember?
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. We got to take a deep breath every time we have a completed segment with Gray Albright of Razzball.com. We never really know what's going to come up in the segments that we do with him, and they tend to go off the rails sometimes. So thanks again to Gray for coming on, and we'll tweet out the link to the Razz Bowl and all that stuff a little bit later in the show. We got Brad Ziegler in about 20 minutes coming on. We got our little best of here after this segment. And for people who are kind of wondering, like, how we're doing the show, I like to give you the updates every day for those people who are dedicated and listening, and certainly I appreciate that. Most of what we do on FNTSY on the TV side is kind of moving a lot toward wagering, which I'm a very big fan of, by the way. Don't make any mistake about that. And I'll be doing a lot of that when football comes too. And even on the radio side, a lot of our programming has moved over to football discussion. And I don't really have a full timeline as to what we're going to do, but for those of you who are dedicated and listening every day, I want to be sure that you guys understand this, that right through the Major League Baseball trade deadline a week from today, we're going to continue and continue to do baseball heavy every day. And I think it's important. I know I'm one of the only people in the fantasy community and industry doing this on a live show. Of course, there's some fantastic podcasts that are out there that do that, and they still will continue right through the end of the season. What I think the plan will be is when the trade deadline is over and then after we complete next week's show, I think that we'll have a preseason game under our belt at that point, and I think that at least we'll start going in August 50-50 football, baseball. And then just so you guys know, and I want to be completely clear on this, there are so few people in September that are active playing fantasy baseball, with the exception of the people who are winning the leagues. So, and I say this about fantasy football every year too, I've never quite understood why in December and January people are still talking heavily about fantasy football, because most of you are not playing anymore at that time. In fact, out of every 100 people that play fantasy football, you only have about 10 or 15 that are still caring about it in December and January, because you're eliminated from your leagues. So I recognize that. And once September comes and we hit the first week of college football, first week of NFL, this show is going to be like 90-95% football at that point. But through August, we'll continue the baseball discussion. And of course, those of you who have a question, you know where to find me. At Craig Mish, you can copy at FNTSY Radio. If I miss any of the tweets, you can ask me and I'll answer those questions for you. But that kind of gives you an idea. There's no way I'm abandoning ship before the Major League Baseball trade deadline. You got to be kidding me. Next week is a huge, huge week in baseball and fantasy. And I think there'll be probably 30 or 40 players traded on the 31st of July, if not more. So we'll cover that next week. And then once the Hall of Fame game goes off next Thursday night, then the preseason starts. Yeah, then at that point, we'll pivot over to some football discussion, and we'll keep the baseball alive through the month of August for sure. No question. All right. Along the lines of baseball, it's time to play our little game, little vote. You guys can vote for this. We'll tell you how in a second. So let's get it rolling. It's our game of You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
All right, welcome back. You Make the Call time. We got a full slate of baseball getting ready to go off here. And so next hour, we'll do some live updates of the games and give you a preview of the night games. We're just really loaded with content today. So I'll give you an update here coming up in a minute. One game's underway, by the way. All right, You Make the Call. Best fantasy player rest of the season. Go right now at Craig Mish, at FNTSY Radio, and vote. You can only vote for one of these players from July 24th all the way through the end of September. Who will be the best fantasy baseball player rest of the season? First overall pick. Who do you got? Mike Trout, Christian Yelich, Cody Bellinger, Ronald Acuna Jr. I don't see a pitcher being one of the top fantasy players the rest of the season. Maybe I'm off with that. Max is certainly coming back off injury, and that would be the guy that I would put in there. Maybe Garrett Cole. He's already has 200 strikeouts. I just went with four hitters here. So we'll make it easy. We'll make it simple. Best fantasy player rest of the season. Your choice A, Mike Trout. Choice B, Christian Yelich. Choice C, Cody Bellinger. And choice D, Ronald Acuna Jr. You can vote right now. And we'll take care of you all the way right through the end of the show. And that is our You Make the Call for today. Hopefully you guys will vote, and we'll get some good results. And we'll tell you what happens a little bit later on. Okay, we got a full slate of games today and games going on in the afternoon, which I always love being on live radio and having live games to update. Top of the third inning, no score between the Red Sox and Rays. Charlie Morton starting today for Tampa Bay. And so far in this game, interestingly enough, Rays have not gotten a hit. The Rays all of a sudden are kind of struggling a little bit. And with a payroll that's so low, you wonder if they would be making any moves at the trade deadline. I'm not really sure. So we'll just have to see. Red Sox today, certainly, they've been playing much better. David Price is on the mound for them. So no score in the third inning, Red Sox and Rays. 105 Eastern, we've got the Rockies and Nationals. This is a makeup game from a couple of days ago, and it'll be John Gray and Eric Fetty. Fetty's actually pitched pretty good for Washington. He's one of their top prospects, and he's done a good job. 1-1 with a 3.50 earned run average. And I'm looking forward to seeing him throw against Gray, who's been up and down, 9-7 with a 4.11 ERA. Phillies and Nationals today. Is there a pitcher who's pitched worse? I guess Aaron Sanchez has pitched worse than Jordan Zimmermann. Is that possible? Jordan Zimmermann 0-7 with a 7.51 ERA. Vince Velasquez 2-5 with a 4.87. Phillies are playing a little bit better. Tigers are just dreadful. Would you believe that Brandon Dixon is their home run and RBI leader this season? By the way, no Bryce Harper in the lineup today for Philadelphia. Those of you who are playing DFS, if you're playing day-night slate, get him out. Use someone else. A's and Astros, Chris Bassitt, Justin Verlander. Verlander 12-4 with a 2.99 earned run average. That game's going to start right as we're off the air at 2 o'clock. And full-time fantasy will give you updates if they choose at that time. A's, Astros today, 2:10 Eastern. Reds and Brewers. Reds talking about now being sellers. That is the smart move. They're not going anywhere. It was a foolish idea what they did in the offseason with all these one-year deal guys, but maybe they'll be able to cash in. We'll find out on the 31st. Sims starts for Cincinnati. Jolys Chacin, who was so good for them down the stretch last year, has not been at all this year. 3-10 with a 5.67 earned run average. Orioles beat the Diamondbacks yesterday. Break one up for them. It'll be John Means on the mound for Baltimore. He has been their best starter this year, 8-5 with a 2.95. Taylor Clark for Arizona tells you all you need to know. Diamondbacks probably going to be selling over the next few days. Clark 2-3 with a 6.50 earned run average. Couple of more day games today. Could this be the last start for Mike Minor in Texas? Some people think so. I would say that 5 days from now, why in the world would Texas start him again if they're planning on trading him? Miner's 8-5 with a 2.86. Mike Lee could also be on the move. He's 8-5 with a 4.27 earned run average. Seattle and Texas will start at 3:40 Eastern today. Cubs and Giants, John Lester and Tyler Beedy. Beedy's 3-3 with a 4.70. Giants walked off again yesterday. They're now 52-50 on the season. Just a couple of games back of some of these wildcard contenders. The Cubs are 54-47. Longoria hasn't been in the lineup. Yesterday was Pablo Sandoval with a walk-off shot. It's really remarkable to see what the Giants are doing. But would the Giants keep all of these expiring contracts and their one-year players just to get to a one-game playoff? Very, very tough call. I'm glad I'm not in charge of that team, that's for sure. Second game of the day-night doubleheader in Washington. It's the Rockies and Nationals. Kyle Freeland, who won so many games last year, it was sent to the minors. He is now back. He's 2-7 with a 7.62. Pat Corbin, 7-5 with a 3.40 earned run average, 7:05 Eastern start. Can the Cardinals keep it going? They play tonight in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Jordan Lyles, who is one of those names being talked about as being moved, but he's only 5-6 with a 4.91. Adam Wainwright, 6-7 with a 4.50 earned run average. By the way, Cardinals announced yesterday Matt Carpenter set to go out in a rehab assignment, so we could see him back early next week. Indians and Blue Jays tonight. It will be Shane Bieber, 9-3 with a 3.69. And I think that every scout on every team in baseball will be watching Marcus Stroman, 6-10 with a 3.06 earned run average. This has got to be his last start in a Blue Jays uniform. Why in the world, again, would they start him next Monday or Tuesday? Wouldn't make any sense to me. He's already pitched well, shown what he could do. Also, Freddy Galvis's name seems to be coming up in a lot of conversations for trades. Galvis is hitting 270 with 47 runs driven in this season. Padres and Mets, it'll be Denelson Lamet and Noah Syndergaard. Lamet 0-2 with a 5.14 earned run average. Syndergaard is also the subject of some trade rumors, but does anybody really think the Mets would move him at the deadline? I don't think so. 7-4 with a 4.36 earned run average. Lamet, I know a lot of fantasy folks hung on to him coming off the Tommy John surgery last year. He was a nice little DL slot, or excuse me, IL slot for you. And here we are. If he doesn't win today, it would have been a complete waste to hang on to this guy because he hasn't won a game and his ERA is 5, but that was what can happen after you have Tommy John surgery. Royals and Braves tonight. Kyle Keller, 6-9, 4.18 earned run average. Julio Teheran, 5-6 with a 3.61. The Braves are 18 games over 500. The Royals probably looking to move some players if they can by next week. Some of their guys like Merrifield may not be moved, but who really knows what the Royals' end game plans are. Can they match last night's game tonight? We'll see. With Jay Happ and Jake Odorizzi, the starters, at Target Field. Odorizzi, 11-4 with a 3.18 earned run average. Happ is 8-5 with a 4.86. Some people are calling last night's baseball game the equivalent of the Chiefs and Rams in that regular season NFL game last year, a 14-12 final. It was really good and a really good ending, I will say that. Marlins and White Sox tonight. Miami looking to win this series. It's the rubber match in this one. Zach Gallen, 0-2 with a 3.63. Reynaldo Lopez has been scuffling all year, 5-8 with a 5.76, although he's been a little bit better lately. Miami last night got a really good performance from Caleb Smith. No shock, Dylan Covey did not pitch well for Chicago. They'll match up tonight again in L.A. It'll be the Angels and Dodgers. Jaime Barria, 3-3 with a 7.36. Ross Stripling, 4-3 with a 3.64. We're going to ask Brad Ziegler point blank if the Angels should be buyers at the deadline, a team that he saw a lot when he played with the Oakland A's. Angels are now 4 games over 500, and the Dodgers, of course, just trying to finish this season out without any injuries. They're going to win the division in all likelihood, get a pretty good matchup in the first round of the postseason. And that indeed is the schedule for today in Major League Baseball. Also, as a lot of you, I'm sure, know, because we're seeing some of these stories come across, that NFL training camps opened in a lot of different spots, about half the league today, and then the rest of the league tomorrow. The only two pieces of information that I could bring along to you that is fantasy relevant today, Duke Johnson, who demanded a trade and changed agents, he reported to training camp with the Browns. He doesn't really have much of a role at all with them. I would guess that Duke Johnson is probably traded before the end of the preseason, and Julio Jones, with his foot injury, is probably not going to be able to practice and won't appear on any preseason games, maybe until the third preseason game, and then he'll be ready for the season. But this has been going on with Julio Jones for years, and then he suits up and catches 7 balls for 95 yards and 2 touchdowns. We've seen this happen with Julio now for the past couple of years. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Here's what you missed coming up in hour number one. We'll play that back for you next, and then we'll be joined by Brad Ziegler for the second hour of the show. You're listening to FNTSY Radio here on Fantasy Sports Today. I am Craig Mish, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Please don't go anywhere.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. The 1-900 numbers, you heard me talk about that before, and I think it's funny. You know, Sean even chimed in my ear. He's like, yeah, I totally forgot about that. Like, people used to call these 1-900 numbers. Obviously, we know for the promiscuous stuff, they used to call on the chat lines, and they'd be on for hours at a time. But the wrestling hotlines, too, man, those were super popular. The day after there would be an event somewhere in Poughkeepsie, the next morning you'd call up the line, hello, this is Gorilla Monsoon, and here's what happened in Poughkeepsie last night. It's crazy, right, that those used to exist. All right, so tell us about the Raz Bowl here. It's been making, it's been blowing up the internet here. And, of course, there's very few, you know, events like this, Gray, that you have all of, you know, the community and a lot of the experts involved in this. How many leagues are involved? And by the way, it's fantasy football for people who are just kind of tuning in and understanding. So how did this thing get started, and what's going on with the Raz Bowl here?
Okay, well, I don't want to take full credit for starting it. It was a writer of ours, Donkey Teeth. He started it. At least he came up with the genesis for the idea. But as soon as he did, I fell in love with it because I remember, you know, when I was first starting off in the fantasy industry, I got invited to compete against Andy Behrens, Scott Panowski, you know, like all the Yahoo guys, Brad Evans. Mm-hmm. And it was like it was really a highlight of the early days of me being in the fantasy industry, where I was able, you know, all these years of reading these guys, and then I was able to compete against them. So I was like, you know, like, if I can pass that feeling on to some other people, because with the Raz Bowl, you're basically taking all these experts and you're competing them against regular guys. So if you're out there and you're listening and you want to compete against, you know, the so-called fantasy football experts, you sign up for the Raz Bowl and you have the potential to take on these, you know, fantasy expert/ you know, analyst.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, I think it's good fun. I think it's like a dream come true for a lot of guys. Like, to be totally honest, if there's people out there that were like me and were like either trying to break into the fantasy industry or just feel like, you know, they have what it takes to beat some of the analysts at other sites, it's like, why not? Why join and see if you can do it? See if you can beat Brad Evans or Andy Behrens or yourself, Craig Mish.
Yeah, well, that'll be easy. It'll be the other guys that you're talking about that are the factor here. Razzball.com is the website, of course, to check it out. What we'll do is, after the show, a little bit later, we'll tweet out this audio with a link to where people can sign up for the Razz Bowl here in 2019. And